my 15 favorite free and paid productivity tools.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hello and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in to today's episode. This is episode number 97. And today I want to share my 15 favorite free and paid productivity tools. Now, I have loads of tools and links to extra resources and articles that will help you with these tools available on my blog. So if you want to get access to the notes and all the links from today's episode, then definitely head on over to the blog. PaulMiners.com/97 is where you want to be to get all that good stuff. Now, I get asked all the time about what apps and tools I use to be more productive to run my business. And I'm a big fan of using the right tool for the right job instead of overlapping your tools, which is something I've talked about before, and creating, you know, a confusing productivity system. And this is why I created my productivity blueprint. If you haven't checked it out already, definitely head on over to the blog. There's a link where you can get my free productivity blueprint. It's basically a map of here is how and when to use different key productivity tools. And I'm a big fan of, yeah, having a simple productivity system. And with the blueprint and the video that I will send you with that, I talk a lot about don't worry too much about your tools. Like, obviously, there are lots of tools out there. All of them have pros and cons, which I'm going to talk about today. Don't worry about too much, because I feel like a lot of people get a bit sort of distracted worrying about tools. And so the blueprint that I will give you very much goes into the principles, really, because principles and how we use our tools, that's actually what's going to make you more productive. The tool itself doesn't matter too much. But in saying that, I know we do want to use tools that are, you know, more effective and have more, you know, good features and things that will help us to be more productive. So today I'm going to talk about my list of my favorite productivity tools, and I've grouped them by free and paid tools. So I'll go through the free ones first. And it's worth noting that although a lot of these tools, you know, you can generally start with for free. I now pay for a lot of tools to get, you know, the extra benefit, you know, like Dropbox, for example. You can have a free account or you can pay to get more space. And finally, I do have a complete list of recommended tools, apps, and gear, WordPress plugins, all of my favorite tools actually available on my recommended tools page on my site. So you'll find a link to that on my blog as well. But today I'm focusing on the top 15 free and paid. So let's start with free tools, free apps. Firstly, I want to mention Calendly. Now, Calendly, you may have heard me talk about before, is a scheduling app that I use to book calls with my consulting clients. It's a really useful scheduling tool because it lets you set what times you want to be available, and people can then look at your availability and book slots on your calendar. So if you've got like a meeting or a phone call to schedule, you can send someone a link, they can view your availability and just pick a slot. The appointment gets added to your calendar, to their calendar, and you're good to go. And you can as well set up questions on the booking form. So, you know, what's your Skype name? Or, you know, if you want to find out some information first, you can customize the booking form. So it's a great tool for booking meetings and things without going back and forth via email. And that's the key here. It really will help you to save time. And the other thing as well is that, especially with me, myself, like running a consulting business, my calendar gets booked up a lot. So to try and sort that through email would be nearly impossible. It's much kind of more efficient for me and for the person doing the booking if I can just give them a link with the available times. And yeah, you can get started with Calendly for free. I'm actually currently paying for it to set up more events time, event types, and so I can take payments for calls as well. But you can just get set up for free. It's a great little tool. Next, no surprises, we have Asana. This is obviously one of my absolute favorite productivity tools, which I really couldn't live without. It's my task and project management tool of choice. That's really well designed, it's functional, it's easy to use, and it's great for just organizing your work into multiple projects. And I love that with the My Tasks view, you can get a snapshot of everything you're working on across all your projects in one place. And it's great for organizations as well, teams, for increasing, you know, that accountability and tracking team progress. And if you want to learn more about Asana and see kind of how I'm setting up, then definitely head on over to the blog. I've got a link to some free training videos available on YouTube. Next, we have Grammarly. Now, Grammarly is a web extension for Chrome and Safari that checks your spelling and grammar as you type. And it's unlike other, you know, built-in spell checkers because it's actually good. It recognizes issues with your grammar as well and makes smart suggestions on how to write better. And it often picks up mistakes that normal spell checkers will miss. So I love Grammarly. As I mentioned at the start, I use Dropbox for file storage. As well as running, you know, regular Time Machine backups on my computer, it's a great way of storing a copy of everything I have safely in the cloud. And it's handy to be able to access files from anywhere, whether I'm on my phone or a different computer. And yeah, again, you can start with Dropbox for free. I am currently paying for a bit more space, but you get plenty of space on just the free version as well. For note-taking, I use Apple Notes. I actually switched to Apple Notes from Evernote purely for its simplicity and the deep integration with the iOS and Mac system. I found that I didn't really need all the features and clutter that Evernote has, and I prefer the simple and clean interface of Apple Notes. And so I use Notes for storing ideas, for journaling, storing articles, clipping just notes and thoughts, basically as a kind of a digital brain, really. Anything that's not actionable, because actionable things go into Asana, anything that's not actionable, anything that's just like reference material, often goes into Apple Notes. And it's often where I do my work as well. If I just need to write something down, like plan something out, I'll just do that very simply in Apple Notes. Next, we have Sketch. Now, this is actually a free app, actually by Evernote. It's actually the last Evernote product that I really use. It's an annotation app for Mac and iOS. I actually believe they now have a PC version as well. And it's a very useful way of grabbing screenshots and then annotating it with text, arrows, and shapes and things. And I honestly find myself using it quite a lot throughout the day for just, if I need to annotate an email, an image to put into an email, I can quickly mock it up, I can blur out sections of the image, and it's just a great way to add to your emails as well. Like, I often have to send people screenshots and things, and a picture tells 1,000 words. So Sketch is a great little annotation app that I rely on a lot. And the final free tool that I use is Zapier. And this is an automation tool that I use to link different services together. So for example, when someone books a time to chat with me in Calendly, Zapier will automatically create a new deal in Pipedrive, which is my sales CRM, so that I can track the prospect through that sales funnel. And Zapier makes it really simple and easy to link different services together so that, you know, when something happens in one place, you can trigger an action over here. And it really does save me hours and hours every single week. And it really is a must have for any kind of productivity or automation geek. And again, you can get started with Zapier for free just to get a bit of a sense of what it's about. I am currently paying for it because you can not only set up more zaps are the workflows, but you can use or create multi-step zaps as well. So when you can do multi-step, you know, trigger, filter, action, you can actually do much more complex automation. Whereas with the free version, you're typically, you are restricted to just a trigger and an action, which is okay for simple things. And it's nice to get started with that, but I'm now doing some multi-step stuff, and so I'm paying for it. This episode of the Paul Miners Podcast is sponsored by LeadFeeder. LeadFeeder is a new lead scoring tool that I've been using to identify leads who have visited my website and expressed interest in my consulting services. Now, as an independent consultant myself, or if you're a freelancer, coach, or any kind of small business, you really do live and die by the quality of leads that you're able to attract. And it's frustrating knowing that there are people coming to my site looking to learn more about my business, but I have no way of knowing who they are and no way of contacting them. But LeadFeeder solves all of this. It works with your existing Google Analytics tracking, so there's no extra code to install, and it will look at the people coming to your site and be able to identify them and the pages that they're visiting. And it integrates with popular CRMs, sales CRMs, and email CMSs, so I've chosen to integrate with Pipedrive and my MailChimp account. And this means that I can see what pages people visit after they receive one of my emails, and if I want to, I can then add that lead to my Pipedrive account and begin that sales and follow-up process. LeadFeeder has helped me to save a ton of time and identify quality leads that I can start reaching out to. Thank you, LeadFeeder, for sponsoring this episode of the Paul Miners Podcast. Okay, now let's get into my top paid apps. First of all, we have SetApp. And this is a subscription, this is a little bit different actually. It's a subscription-based app marketplace, and it features all the best Mac apps in one place. So it's a bit like the App Store that just comes on your computer, but it's a subscription service. And they curate and collect all the best tools and apps in one place, so you don't have to worry about, you know, shady developers or looking for which app is best. And it's actually a much more economical way to purchase apps as well. So just last year, I think it was, one of my favorite writing apps, Ulysses, changed to a subscription model, which would have meant I'd have needed to start paying about $7.50 per month for this one app alone. It was just a one-off purchase before, but now it's a subscription thing. And I've also spent money on other popular apps like Timing is a time tracking app I use, which is about $50, and Clean My Mac is another $40. And so to me, it's a no-brainer to pay $10 a month for SetApp, and I can get all of these apps and access to loads of other apps that they bring out all the time as well. It just seems to be a much more cost-effective way of getting access to loads of different tools. So it's a little bit of a cheat. I'm cheating in a sense. I'm not having to pay for as many tools because I just get them through SetApp. And I haven't even included them in my blog post, but just looking at my apps on my computer now, other apps that I've got through SetApp are things like Wallpaper Wizard, Code Runner for updating my website, Ulysses for writing, Bartender, which I use to organize my menu bar items. So there's loads of things that I typically would have had to pay for, but I'm now getting all covered within my SetApp subscription. So that's a big recommendation right there. Next, we have Pipedrive. Again, probably no surprise. I've talked about it a lot. I've got all my videos about Pipedrive, and this is my sales CRM, my customer relationship management tool of choice. And so, yeah, like I said, when someone books a time to chat with me to get help with some kind of consulting, I can create a new deal and store all the client's information in Pipedrive. And I can track that prospect through the sales journey before then signing them up as a client. And Pipedrive just makes it really easy to see what stage each prospect is at. I can see the history of the communication with the client. I can keep my notes in there. And it really helps as well to forecast future revenue and see how my activities, like the emails, the calls that I'm making, contribute to the sales. So it's a nice way of tracking my personal productivity as well. And so for freelancers, anyone that's in some kind of sales role, I highly recommend Pipedrive for managing and tracking your sales. I mean, pricing-wise, you can start, I think, for about $12 per month. So for a sales CRM that's really good, I really don't think you'll find anything more affordable. And if you want help with Pipedrive, check out my blog. I've got a link to a bunch of free training videos on YouTube where I show you behind the scenes of my own Pipedrive account as well. The next paid app I want to shout out to is 1Password. And this is my go-to password management app. First off, I think it's great for storing all your passwords for your different online accounts in one place. It even supports two-factor authentication as well. So for services like Dropbox or Google, it means rather than waiting to receive a text for that, you know, code that you have to get in, I can actually just use the code that's generated in 1Password. And you can also use it for storing things like credit card details, recovery keys, software licenses. I even have like my passport number and my driver's license numbers in there. It's really funny. I'll be filling in a form and somebody will be like, oh, you need to come back with your passport number. And I've got it right there in front of me. And so with 1Password, you can quickly create as well. This is the whole crux of the app is that you can create long and unique passwords for all of the accounts that you need to set up online. And with 1Password Mini, which is the web extension, you can really type it, you can fill your passwords very quickly. And I actually think it's quicker logging in with 1Password than it is to log in without it, like just typing your password. So it really is a must for not only improving your productivity, but obviously improving your security as well. And if you are just getting started with 1Password, I know there's a little bit of a learning curve with it, so I highly recommend checking out this resource by The Suite Setup. And the guys over there recently released their new course called Unlock 1Password. It's a new program which guides you through step-by-step how to get started with this awesome tool. So definitely check that out. Next we have one of my favorite apps is Text Expander. This is one of my secret weapons when it comes to using my computer faster. With Text Expander, you can store big blocks of text which you can quickly expand using a simple abbreviation or keyboard shortcut. And it's incredibly useful for storing like canned email responses or links that you need to get access to, personal details like phone numbers and addresses, any kind of text that you have to type on a regular basis. And I cannot emphasize enough the amount of time that this app can potentially save you just by speeding up your typing, particularly with email. It's unbelievable. Again, a little bit of a learning curve with it, but once you've gotten through that learning curve and you start using it, you will find examples all over the place of how you can use this better. So I cannot recommend Text Expander enough. Okay, next we have Hazel. Again, another tool I've mentioned on the blog before, is an incredibly useful system preferences app for the Mac that you can train to watch certain folders. So the way it works is when a file goes into that folder, the target folder, and it meets certain criteria, so you can set the criteria, is maybe it needs to be a PDF and contain certain keywords, you can then have Hazel perform certain actions on those items. So you could have Hazel rename it, move it to a different folder, or you could have it clearing items from your downloads. And so I use this a lot for receipts and invoices that I receive. So if it's a receipt from Pipedrive, for example, if it's a PDF, if it contains the word Pipedrive and a special account number, I can rename it to include the date of the invoice, because it can actually extract the date and the word Pipedrive, and it will then move it to my folder where I keep all my receipts for accounting purposes. So it's a great little tool for automating document management, keeping your computer nice and clutter-free as well. And next we have Timing. I mentioned before, Timing is a beautifully designed time tracking app for the Mac, and it runs in the background and tracks the websites, the documents, and the apps that you're spending time on. And you can then assign these things, this time, to different categories and services to see where your time is being spent. So I've got personal categories, you know, like web browsing and personal finance, and then I've got work categories like time spent on client work and marketing and that kind of thing. And it's great to just see where your time is being spent. And I spoke about time tracking recently on the podcast and the advantage and the benefit that comes from knowing where your time is going. Timing is a brilliant app that will give you that kind of visibility. Okay, a couple more to go. We have next PocketSmith, and this is a personal finance web app that lets you track your spending and income. And it's really cool because it connects with your bank accounts and your credit cards, and you can it will categorize the transactions. So if you buy a coffee, it can categorize it to eating out or something like that. And then you can set budgets for these different categories, so you can track your spending against your target budget for the month. And it's one of these great tools that gives you visibility on where your money is going. And I cannot emphasize enough, when you know where your money's going, you'll be surprised. Like, you'll be like, wow, I did not know I was spending that much on clothes or eating out or whatever it might be. And with that knowledge, you can then make smarter decisions about how you spend your money. And so PocketSmith is an app I've been using for many years now to track my personal finances for budgeting and just being more sensible with money. And finally, the final free, paid app that I want to shout out to is Mail Butler. Now, I have tried loads of email clients, and I always seem to come back to Apple Mail. I don't know why, but Mail just seems to. I love the simplicity of Mail. It's reliable. It's quick. Mail, the Apple Mail app, lacks a few key productivity features that I've come to know and love that other clients tend to include. So things like snoozing emails, read receipts, templates, read tracking, all these sorts of things that typically other mail clients have, Apple Mail does not. So Mail Butler is an extension that plugs in with Apple Mail, so I can have the simplicity, the speed, the reliability of Apple Mail, but it adds these extra features to it. So I can snooze my emails, I've got read tracking, I've got templates, I can even undo emails that have been sent within 10 seconds. And so it's a great way of me still being able to use Apple Mail, but getting the benefits of like a third-party application. So there you have it. That is my list, my top 15 free and paid apps. Obviously, I could go on for days. I've got loads more recommended apps, tools, services, and gear on my website on that recommended tools page. So go and have a browse. And if I've missed a really cool free or paid tool that you're using, please let me know. Head on over to the blog, paulminers.com/97, and leave me a comment. Let me know, what are your top free or paid productivity tools? All right, I'm gonna sign off. Thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you in the next episode of the Paul Miners Podcast.